Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today...
I'm Jessica Farley, and we're from the Mitchell County Health Department.
And also with us...
I'm Christy Duncan.
Now, Christy, what do you do at the Health Department?
I am a registered nurse, and I'm the clinic supervisor at the Health Department.
Well, now, Jessica, y'all got a big event coming up on Tuesday. What's going on?
We do. We're going to have an open house at the Mitchell County Health Department. Even though we have been in service for over 20 years in the building we're in, open house don't mean that you're going to present a new building or new employees or anything like that. We look at it as we're going to present the community with an opportunity to come and find out more about our services we currently offer, as well as some services that we're going to be adding, and just ask them some feedback of how we better can serve them.
Okay. So you've got some new services that you're adding?
Yes, that is correct.
So tell me about them.
One of the new services that we are adding, we did have it in the past, but we're bringing it back, is primary care. So if you don't have a primary care doctor, we can see you for that now, and we have a wonderful provider that can do those services for you. We are also now offering CDL physicals for the truck drivers, bus license, and those type of things.
So you can do those there as well. Public health, it encompasses a lot. You guys do all sorts of things over there, don't you?
Yes, we do. We actually reach everybody that comes into our community. If they're eating in a restaurant, swimming in a pool in our county, we service people in all different areas. If you have to have a well, a septic tank, anything like that, we are out in the schools doing immunizations. We provide all kinds of different services and do things like that out in the community that a lot of times people don't see and realize it's the health department doing those things.
You work in public health. What's the most rewarding aspect of your job?
I feel the most rewarding aspect would be just helping the people in the community. We see needs daily as we work in the health department. People walk in with different needs, anything from someone doesn't have a car seat, they don't have diapers for their child, they don't have a way to pay for the medication that they need. And we usually can find assistance for those things and help people with those needs. And that's the most rewarding part to me, is just being able to help those people that are in need.
Yeah. Jessica, how about you?
About the same, Bruce. Unless you work in public health, it's a different kind of customer service. The people who really, really need the help most of the time, and you can tell, you can differentiate between the people who don't really need it but are wanting it, and then the people who are sincere and appreciative. And that just, unless you've worked in it and see it every day, it just makes your heart glow when you see a smile on that kid's face because you've provided them with a meal on the table. Or you have, even with immunizations, if you go out and you build this kid up and give him a hug, you know, they forget all about the shot. You would really be surprised about how many kids do not cry when we give them shots because we're in their face laughing, telling jokes, and it's over before they know it.
Yeah.
Those kinds of things, it just makes your heart smile for those families. But it's also sad because you see a lot of needs in the county as far as people coming in the health department and not having gas money. And a lot of times the employees take out of their pocket, and we chip in and we help the family with even getting to a gas station because their car's about to... And they know they can come there and they can walk in our door. So I see the health department as a face of resource. And that can be whether it be by education, just words coming out of your mouth, or it can be by financial and just helping them out with a few dollars here and there.
Yeah.
But in the end, the need gets taken care of, and at the end of the day, we can go home and lay our heads down at night knowing that we've done the right thing.
How's a good way for folks to get in touch with y'all, or maybe is there a web presence, that type thing, where folks can get information in addition to calling you?
We have used about every media outlet that we are confident in using, first of all, and second of all, that people mostly use. So we're very, very consistent with Facebook posts to try to keep in people's feeds about measles, for example. You know, there's a big scare about measles, but we have nothing to worry about. The health department would be the first to know, and we would be the first to publicize that. On the current issues, we try to do Facebook posts, Instagram. Those are really quick ways to get posts out there and information out there, whereas the newspaper is weekly, and then the radio station, we email you guys.
What are the hours at the health department?
We open at 8 o'clock, and we are open until 4:30.
Okay. And that Monday through Friday?
It is Monday through Friday, yes. And if you are sick and need a sick visit, we can usually work you in on that same day. That usually is not a problem. So if you have a sick child or an adult that is sick and we can work you can just call and we can get you in that way.
Okay. So the open house is Tuesday. Tell us about it again. And who do you want to come?
We want everybody, Bruce, everybody, from local providers that we could partner with on certain tests or preventative measures or education opportunities. We want local agencies, our local partners to come and see what we're all about. We want everybody, the community, our patient, current patients, and our community members who think that they are seeking a medical home or somewhere like a secondary home, like if you can't get in for a sick visit, like Christy said, you could come there. We're hoping it's big. We got big expectations and high hopes that we're going to see a lot of people. Because when you're out in the community, wouldn't realize how many people don't know where the health department is.
Yeah.
And has never really heard about what we do. So we have just tried to promote it big, and we just want people to give us a try. We won't make everybody happy. Nobody can, but our hope is to try.
Yeah.
Give us a chance.
So tell everybody again, just in case we don't know, how to get to it.
So our physical address is 134 Service Drive. And we're located right beside the high school. Go past the senior center, take a right, go up the hill until it's a dead end, and you'll see the brown building at the end of the road, and that's where we are. It goes right into our parking lot.
And if they come up on Tuesday, that they'll know they're there because of the big party going on.
Yep. And I didn't mention that the first 30 families in the door gets free Subway cards for
their
family. And we have several businesses that have donated prizes for this. Some include Flick Video, The Tan Factory, Lee's Country Cafe,
Bakersville Pharmacy,
and Ink Screen Printing and Design. So a lot of our local businesses are in support of this because we reached out to them and they've made a donation, and we've got some great prizes to give away to these families.
Okay. Well, we hope folks will come to it, and good luck, and let us know when we can help, okay?
Thank you, Bruce, for having
you.
Us.
Thanks. Our guests today, Jessica Farley and Christy Duncan, they're with the Mitchell County Health Department. Ladies, thanks for stopping by and letting us know about the open house and about what all's going on over at the Mitchell County Health Department. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.